Stay tuned, because I have a feeling today's show is going to really, really open your eyes.
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
My name's Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 490 on the Flip Empire show. And I'm honored to have a friend of mine on this show who really opens up about some serious challenges that he has faced in his life. Not so long ago, you know, pretty recent, where he was faced with many challenges. I'm talking about a gentleman by the name of Jamel Gibbs, who some of you may have heard of because he's been in the real estate investing space for a number of years. I've known him for over a decade now. He's a successful real estate investor. He has an education company. He's a coach. He's a speaker. And, you know, putting out a lot of great content these days, you know, and somebody who's looked up to by many. And it's such an interesting story, because it's a story filled with a lot of highs and a lot of lows. It's a story filled with a lot of success and then hitting rock bottom, you know, and you're about to hear, I'm not even going to share what he talks about, but you're going to hear everything from, hey, I was making a lot of money, to one minute I have it, the next minute I've lost everything. And I'm having foreclosures, and I'm faced with bankruptcy and this and that, and having to rebuild yourself back up, and what it takes to pick yourself up off the ground to build a successful real estate investing business and a successful education company, to then just being so isolated and so focused on business and making money that he was faced with his new adversary was depression. And, you know, he talks about the bout that he had with depression and what it was like to go through that, and the almost like the imposter syndrome that he was faced with, and how he was able to overcome that is really inspiring. And, you know, he shares, I'm really humbled because he shares how he's never opened up about this, not even on his platform, on his channel. And for whatever reason, he felt compelled to really get vulnerable and transparent and share that. And I truly believe, while this show isn't so much into the X's and O's, although we do talk about building a lifestyle business, it's a show that I think can be very, very impactful for you, and a show that I think you need to listen to, because life sometimes will throw us our curveballs. It's how we pivot, and it's how we react to those situations. And sometimes it's about picking yourself up off the ground and dusting yourself off and continuing to move forward. And Jamel's an example of that. So you know, I know you're going to get a lot out of today's show. So with that being said, let's dive right in. What's up, my friends? Alex Pardo here. And I got, one of my friends from way back in the day in the real estate space, just such a great guy, always comes with just awesome energy. And just such a positive dude. So Jamel Gibbs in the house. What's going on, man?
What's up, brother? How are you today, man?
Dude, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. So you and I reconnected probably about a month or so ago. And man, right when we spoke, it reminded me, you've always been such a positive, uplifting guy, man. So we've known each other probably a decade or so, you know, we've both traveled and run in the same real estate investing circles. And it's just been awesome to watch your growth, man, from a successful investor, which you still are, to an educator and an influencer and helping a lot of people. So congrats on all the success, man.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you having me as well, man. Try to stay positive, man. There's no need in being angry.
Yeah. And let me tell you, we not to get into politics or the state of the economy in the world, but we need more of that now. More than ever, dude. More than ever. We just need positive people like you that are helping others, that are leading by example. So I just want to acknowledge you for that, dude.
We do, man. We need love. That's all we need, man.
100%, man. You couldn't have said it I couldn't have said it any better. So having said that, man, for people that don't know who you are, even though you've been around a while, just quick backstory, couple of minutes. Who's Jamel Gibbs? How'd you get involved in real estate investing and just becoming an entrepreneur?
Sounds good, man. Well, I'm Jamel Gibbs. Alex just mentioned it. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I started investing in real estate back in 2002. Prior to investing in real estate, I was fresh out of high school. I had a cold calling job on Wall Street. So that's kind of where I gained some experience on the phone and talking to people all over the world. We're talking about Norway and Australia and Sweden, and I mean, we're talking about all over the world and even here in the United States. So when I came into the real estate business, it was really nothing for me to get on the phone and talk to some sellers to see if I can purchase some properties from them. Yeah. But ultimately, while I was building my real estate business, let me take a step back for a second. When I was on Wall Street, the reason why I left Wall Street is because 9/11 took place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember when the planes hit the towers? And, you know, the company that I was working for, they worked in 40 Wall Street, which was the Trump building. Mm-hmm. And that's where the headquarters was. And at the end of the day, they ended up closing down. One of the headquarters was in the World Trade Center, and the other one was on 40 Wall Street at the Trump building.
Yeah.
So
I was just going to say, man, that's one of those days that you'll never forget, man. So I couldn't imagine what it was like for you living in New York, you know, even though you were in Brooklyn, like when that happened. But you were working on Wall Street, right?
Yeah, I was working on Wall Street. My office was at 61 Broadway, but then there was another office at 40 Wall Street. And then the main headquarters was in the second World Trade building. Once the planes hit, man, the company went out of business because all of the clients were pulling out their funds from the company. Mm-hmm. And again, we were spot trading currencies. So they were literally just pulling their funds out, and it caused the company to go belly up. So I had to find something else to do. And that's kind of how I got introduced to real estate through a friend of mine who was a real estate agent at one of the largest real estate companies in Brooklyn, New York. And he convinced me to get my license. Yep. And shortly after I got my license, I started selling real estate in Brooklyn in one of the most expensive neighborhoods called Fort Greene.
Okay.
And then from there, I was introduced to some investors, and I saw the kind of money that they were making. And that kind of sparked my interest when it comes to real estate investing. So that's how I got started in real estate.
Very cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
How far was that from Park Slope? Because I don't know if you know this, but in my corporate days, I worked in Stamford, Connecticut. I lived in New York City, and a buddy of mine lived in Park Slope. So I spent quite a bit of time in Brooklyn.
Well, I'm from Red Hook, man, which is neighbors with Park Slope, and Fort Greene is a neighbor of Park Slope as well. So
okay.
I could literally walk to Park Slope from Fort Greene if I wanted to. It'd take me about a good 30, 45 minutes to do it, but okay. I can walk there. So man, Park Slope, I actually went to junior high school in Park Slope, man.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Small world, man. So you got involved in the real estate space and you started to see, you know, the opportunity that and the money that investors were making. Did you dive in like right away? And if so, what did that look like?
Well, there was this guy who worked in my office when I was selling real estate, who was also buying houses. And he was a fairly young guy, man. He had some of the nicest suits you'll ever see, some of the nicest cars he was driving. And that inspired me because I felt like I can do that as well. So he kind of gave me some pointers on how to get started. And I dove right in, man. I went right after the money. I took the bull by the horns and I pulled it with me. So I started looking for houses in Brooklyn. I bought a couple of houses in Brooklyn. But then shortly after that, around 2006, I made a lot of money in real estate. But between 2002, 2003-ish into 2006, I bought most of my properties in Pennsylvania. I eventually moved to Pennsylvania and I lived there for 8 years before I moved here to North Carolina. But I bought a couple of hundred houses in Pennsylvania. Now, I didn't know anything about wholesaling back then. In fact, my first deal, it took me 13 months to get, and it was only $1,500. And that was considered to be a wholesale deal on a commercial storefront, right? So I had a guy who was looking for a sandwich shop. I knew a guy that was selling a sandwich shop. And I put two and two together and made $1,500. I didn't know I was wholesaling it at the time. It happened by accident, but I was able to squeeze myself in a deal and make some money. But then I found out about buying, fixing, refi, and then renting. And that was my main business model where I built up most of my wealth by the time I was 25 years old in real estate.
You're talking about that BRRRR strategy, right?
The BRRRR strategy. They call it that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
got it.
I started in the business when I was 21. By the time I was 25, I was financially well off. But get this, when the market tanked, I had a lot of money in the market. Mm. And because of that, I went belly up by the time I was 27. So I needed to rebuild.
Wow. So Jamel, you're telling me you at 27, you lost everything?
Everything, man. I was broke.
Oh, my. So dude, what did that do to you mentally? Like, did that set you back or like... Like, I want to kind of like jump inside, like your, you know, what you were feeling and like take us through that process because you had experienced some success. You seem to be a ready, fire, aim type of guy. You know, mm-hmm. You talk about taking the bull by the horns. You're very ambitious. You were inspired by like, you know, the money and the cars and all that. And that's what drove you. And you had some success and then it came crashing down. So what'd that feel like? You know, what, how did you respond to that?
Yeah, man. So, you know, a couple of things. around that 2000, around the time that market crashed, around 2006, 2007 era, I was at the top of my game in real estate. I feel like I've surpassed that since then, but at that time, I was definitely at the top of my game in my mid 20s. So that's when I started my education business as well. So think about this. You're making all of this money. You start teaching people how to do it, and then your business tanks. Yeah. You know, I never told anybody this story, man. And this is kind of an exclusive for your show. Wow. But I felt like a loser at that time because I'm sitting here telling people how to invest. Or I've told people how to invest in real estate. But unfortunately, my business went belly up. Yeah. So that gave me, honestly, it gave me the driving force to push myself to rebuild my business. And it took me 9 months, 8 to 9 months. And I was back up over six figures at that point. And since then, my business has been catapulting. And I did that through what we call wholesaling real estate right now. Now, in addition to that, I learned not to ever put my back up against the wall, right? Focusing on one investment strategy. Mm. So I learned how to do lease options and other creative financing strategies to be able to build passive income in real estate without having the money. Because at that time, you know, I had all of these properties, you know, I had foreclosures on my name and bankruptcy and everything like that. My credit sucked. So I needed to rebuild my entire life. And, you know, that was really the driving force. Because I was teaching people before I went belly up, I needed to prove to myself and prove to them that I can make it happen as well, man. So that's exactly what my story was.
Wow, dude, such an impactful story. And I appreciate you getting vulnerable and sharing that with us. So a lot to unpack there. And if you don't mind, dude, I want to kind of dive in a little bit. But, you know, you were vulnerable and I want to express that same vulnerability. Dude, I've had that imposter syndrome before, you know, where like, you know, people see you in a certain light and then you fail and you hit the ground hard and it's about getting back up. But in that moment, dude, it's tough for you. Is that something, I mean, you talk about rebuilding your business in 9 months, which to me is a pretty quick turnaround. Like when you fell and you fell hard, did you kind of go through like a self-pity type of phase, or were you like, you were just up and at it right away? Cause I know for me, dude, no right or wrong. But for me, I remember, you know, I've shared with people how I got hit with a big certified letter in 2009 and I owed back taxes for 3 years to the tune of like 124 grand. And man, for like a good week, I was just out of it, dude. I was like, how am I going to get out of this? I don't have that kind of money. And now looking back, it was one of my biggest blessings because I had to grow and learn so much from it. So I'm just kind of curious what you went through.
Yeah, man, I had that same letter, man. I was $75,000 backed up. The thing was, I didn't have the time to, how can I put this, man? I honestly didn't have the time to have that self-pity because I had a lot going on. So yeah. My cousin was murdered at that time, kind of worried about that. But even with that, I didn't have that time to really think about my situation. What drove me was, again, the simple fact that I had told people how to invest in real estate. But then in addition to that, I was married. I had one daughter and my wife was pregnant. So I didn't have time to think about anything else, but let's get out there and let's grind and make money, which proves the fact that if you just have some information, a little bit of experience, not even a lot, and you just take action with whatever you learn, massive action equals massive results, period. You know, if you're watching this podcast right now and you're brand new or you're in a rut right now, all you have to do is just take some steps towards your goal. My thing is have a five-year game plan and then set these annual goals, which will lead up to your game plan, whatever that end goal is, right? And then you set the quarterly goals, the monthly goals, the weekly goals, the daily goals, et cetera, and start attacking your goal. But that allows you to not have to think about the noise around you. And it allows you to be able to really focus on, have those blinders on, right? You start focusing on what the task is. And for me, I had a couple of things. I had students. And I told them what was going on at that time as well. And then I also had my family, and that was my driving force, man. So, you know, I'm an open book, man. At the end of the day, I'm not going to hide what my past is, and I'm not going to hide what we're doing now. But it taught me a lot about how to live my life. I overspent in my mid-20s. I don't overspend now, right? I don't have a huge overhead. I don't have an office. I live a lifestyle type of business at the end of the day. I don't. I'm always with my family, man, which is how I built my businesses to surround my life and how I wanted to live, Yeah. I live my life according to how I want. My businesses don't control me.
Dude, you know you're speaking my language now, man. So a couple of things I want to just quickly highlight. Here's what I heard. I heard that you were holding yourself accountable to your students because you were the educator and you were teaching them how to do real estate. You were going to show them. So there's some built-in accountability there. And you had a powerful why, dude, and that was your family. You know, that was your kid, that was your wife, that was your baby on the way. Like, you have goals are important. That's critical, but you got to have a very strong why behind that. Otherwise, when the stuff hits the fan, it's going to be hard to get out of bed when you don't want to. It's going to be hard to push and continue to grind like you were talking about, man. So, man, love your story, dude. I think there's a lot of it's very inspiring, and I think it can help a lot of people. So now let's talk about this concept of creating a lifestyle business, because you and I, are very similar, you know, in that regard, in that, like, I'm never going to allow the business to control me. And I don't make decisions based on dollars and cents. I make decisions based on, does this get me closer to my vision or further away from it? So talk to me about, like, what does it look like to build a lifestyle business around real estate or any other business for that matter?
Well, really, your lifestyle business has to wrap around how you want to live your life. And that's why you got to have that 5-year goal, right? To me, it takes 3 to 5 years to build a successful business in any regard, any respect, right? You have to plant seeds, you got to cultivate, and you got to harvest, right? So in my humblest opinion, and I've lived this, I truly believe that if you know what you want, you can structure your businesses to surround what that end goal is. My biggest why is my family. I have a wife and I have 4 daughters, right? Wow. 4 kids.
Girl, dad, man.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, I have to give them my time. I have to acknowledge them, and I have to be there for them. And in order for me to do that, I can't be spending 10, 15 hours a day on a business. So I literally structure my businesses the way that I need to in order to be able to live the life that I want. Yeah. So again, everything we do is done virtually, whether it be real estate, whether it be education. You know, I have a trucking business, I have a couple of businesses, but everything is done on purpose and is done to fit the way I want to live my life. Yeah. So in regards to real estate, for example, we do 5 weekly meetings every single week, right? And this allows me to focus on management and not work on the minutia of the business, right? So Mondays we do the leader 10 meetings. Yeah. So we have the leadership meetings on Monday, the level 10s. Tuesday we have acquisitions, Wednesday dispositions, Thursday marketing, Friday admin stuff, right? 30-minute calls, but we're focusing on issues, answering questions, providing training on those calls for 30 minutes. If we have deals that we need to talk about, we'll talk about that on Wednesday, unless it's an emergency deal. Yeah. But it's structured in a way to where I don't ever have to leave my home. Everybody's in the Philippines. I pay everybody every Friday. They're getting deals. Everything is done. And I get to live my life. Yeah. Now, in addition to that, man, you know, just to bring this up, basically, when it comes to lifestyle, you really want to know what you want, right? If you're not clear on what you want, then you're never going to get what you want. So it's like having a vehicle, jumping into the car, you have a destination, right? You put on a GPS. That vehicle is real estate investing, which can get you to that destination. And the GPS is information like this, podcasts, and you got all kinds of information out there today.
Yep.
But if you never put the car in drive, you're never going to be able to get to the vehicle. And if you don't have the right kind of vehicle that's tuned up and you got all of the mechanics working and things like that, then guess what? You're never going to get there because your car is going to break down. So if you have all the pieces in place, you're organized, you do things with a purpose, you'll be able to hit your end goal, reach your destination in no time. You just got to put that car in drive, man.
Man, I might, if it's cool with you, man, I might have to steal that analogy, dude, because that's good, man. I like the way you put that. It's very clear in my head and it makes perfect sense. Dude, I see so many people striving for more and living this social media lifestyle of more deals and more money and this and the grind and the hustle. And yet they don't have a clear vision for what they want. They're doing it because they think that's what they need to do. And while that's out there for anybody, you can accomplish that too. If you don't know where you're going, you're just going to get in a car and drive with no destination in mind. And you got to have a clear picture, to your point. To me, that's step one. You know,
hey man, you know, I almost fell victim to that as well, man. You know, to be honest with you, Even like 2 years ago, you know, I was I hit a goal. I crushed my goals. Like as of 2 years ago, I hit pretty much everything I ever wanted to do in real estate, and I was going to increase the level of activity, right? So I was going to double the profits, which was, in fact, it was 2020. Last year, I was supposed to increase the profits. I had a talk with a mutual friend of both of ours, and he said, "Why? Why do you even want to do that? You're already doing great. So why do you want to do that?" And that just, it was like a light bulb just went off in my head, man. I'm going to mention his name. His name is Zach Childress.
Yeah. Right?
So I had a conversation with Zach, and he was like, "Look, man, you know, I don't think you really need to do that." Right. And it, again, the light bulb went off in my head, and I'm like, you know, I worked the numbers, sat down and looked at everything. And I said, if I were to increase my activity, I'm really not going to make that much more money because I'm going to have to hire so many more people, and all of that money is going to be going to that. It's going to be going to marketing, things like that. So I'm really not going to make that much more. So why not stay put? And it doesn't fit. It didn't fall within my end goal. It was just something I was doing for ego purposes, right? Oh, so rule number one, don't invest for ego. This is where Instagram comes into play. This is where social media comes into play. Driving cars and, you know, looking at houses and all of that stuff. All that stuff is for show, right? Yep. It's not real life. Some people do experience that. I'm not taking that away from them. I live in a very nice house, right? But I don't show material things. You'll never see me showing a fancy car or a nice house online. Even if that's going to attract the eye, it's going to be attractive to certain people. I'm not looking for that type of person to be attracted to me. I'm looking for people who truly want to change their circumstances and not worry about what's going on social media, right? So that's rule number one. Don't invest for ego purposes. Falling back to that original goal, knowing what you want. If you know what you want, everything else is noise outside of that, man.
So good, man. So, dude, we could literally end. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So don't invest for ego purposes. I just quoted you. I put that on the screen. We could literally stop the podcast right here. If you just rewind 2 minutes, listen to Jamel preach and just shut it down. Like, you got more than you bargained for here. Like, seriously, dude, you just dropped science. And I hope that hits people between the eyes, because there's nothing wrong. I'm not demonizing making as much money as you can possibly make and growing. I'm not demonizing that. What I am demonizing is doing it at the expense of.
Yeah, man, I'm not in the business. I've done that. I've been there, done it, man. When I was down on Wall Street, I worked 18 hours a day. I used to spend the night in the office. My wife wouldn't see me she was just my girlfriend at the time, but she wouldn't see me for 2 and 3 days because I'm spending time in the office in my early 20s, right? Even in the real estate business, you know, my first 5, 6, 7 years, man, I grinded my life away. And then it all went into the toilet. Right. So I learned not to do that, right? And I learned to really start living life. And here's why. I didn't mention this part. I'm going to open up a little bit, okay?
Please do.
The real reason why I kind of designed my life around, and my business is around my lifestyle, is because I went through a bout of depression as well. And the reason why I went through a bout of depression, this is after all of that stuff had taken place. I was literally starting to go back up in the charts again, income-wise, right?
Ascend.
I was starting to ascend. There you go. Great word. So I was starting to ascend in income again. This was around 2014. Mm-hmm. Making a lot of money again, doing great in real estate, financially free. But I've grinded. I spent that time literally grinding my life to the top again. And I was isolating myself. So I spent a lot of time, even though I have my family. By then, my wife and I, we had 3 daughters. My third daughter was born at that time. And we were doing really well financially. But because I spent all of that time just building my businesses again, I went through a bout of depression because I was isolated. I was by myself, right? Even though I had virtual assistants and all of that stuff, everything was done virtually. So I'm still by myself, locked in my office, right? So one thing I want to, the reason I'm bringing that up is because one thing I want to mention to everybody who's building their business right now, do not isolate yourself. And the reason you don't want to isolate yourself is because even though you may not think it right now, eventually that can lead to some type of depression. And, you know, I don't know if it was a hormonal thing for me personally, but it lasted about 3 months and I started having crazy thoughts and things like that, man.
Like what?
I never wanted to hurt myself, but I was really emotional. And I'm not an emotional guy like that, man. So I was just over the top emotional. And I just, you know, it was like I couldn't take it anymore. I had to tell my wife. I didn't even realize it was happening to me. I had to tell my wife. And then they started surrounding me with more of their time, started spending more time with my family. And that's kind of where the switch went off. And I said, I got to make some changes in my business. And that's kind of what led me to where I am today.
I'm curious what that experience was like for you, man. So you didn't even realize it was going on. But, you know, you talk about a bout with depression for a 3-month period. Were you just kind of holed up in your office, like working, you know, 14, 16 hour days, and you just didn't have that human connection? You weren't really spending a whole lot of time with your family. It was just pretty much all about business at that point.
Yeah. So my family, I've always worked from home, right? Yeah. My family was here, but I was in my office, right? And, you know, again, we had a successful real estate business, but I also have other businesses. My education platform, I was creating home study courses. We were editing videos, doing stuff like that. And during that time frame is when things really started to get a little out of whack for me emotionally. I wasn't spending any time with people. It's almost like being in jail without being in jail, man.
Right, right.
It was an interesting time in my life, man, that kind of caused me to really understand the value of not working so hard and getting and utilizing other people's time more effectively.
Right, right. You know, man, I think about, you know, I've heard and read stories about, you know, prisoners that get locked up in solitary confinement. And I'm not comparing what you went through to prisoners, but man, I've heard how it when you don't have that human connection, it can really mess with your head, you know? And I remember one of the biggest, to me, tragedies that came about with this whole COVID thing is, aside from the fact of just, you know, businesses failing and people even more importantly losing their life and things of that nature, when that whole term of social distancing came up, it just didn't feel right to me, man, because I'm a people person and social distancing, I personally believe, not to, you know, divert the conversation in a different direction, I personally think social distancing is going to have, it's going to leave a deeper scar on people than what they realize, man, because we need human connection and interaction. And nowadays, man, my wife and I will go to a restaurant, we're walking down the sidewalk, people don't even look at you in the eye. People, if you walk a little close to someone, even if you're wearing a mask, you could tell they're just kind of like uncomfortable. And man, I'm just concerned this, like, the imprint this is going to have on people long term. And that's why my wife and I we're kind of careful with our daughters, man. Like, don't be afraid of people, like, communicate, talk to people, like, because everything you're going to want in your life is going to come from a stranger at some point or another. And so anyways, man, I'm sorry to go on a rant, dude. I didn't mean to like,
no, that's good, man. It fits right in because, you know, again, you know, a lot of people are facing exactly what I went through personally. And I had my family around me, you know, it was a conscious decision to lock myself away to work on my projects, to get them done. And because of that, you know, the effects of it was that bout of depression, man. And that was, you know, if anybody's going through depression right now, you know, just, you know, at the end of the day, you got to pray, number one. And also you have to start surrounding yourself with people and tell people what's going on inside. Because if you don't talk about it, it's going to get that much worse.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you break out of that depression? I'm curious, did you speak to a therapist? Did you have a coach, a mentor? Like, how'd you bust out of it?
Well, I'm an avid Bible reader, man. So I just, you know, I spoke to my wife. We started reading the Bible more. And, you know, by me opening up to my wife, you know, I remember the day like it was yesterday, man. We went out for lunch one day and I just broke down crying, man. And I'm a grown man at this time. I don't really cry for anything, right? Not really an emotional guy, you know, but I just broke down crying. I didn't know what was going on with myself. And it was like once I opened up to my wife and I had somebody to talk to about it, kind of led to my recovery at that point. You know, I never had to go to a therapist or anything like that. If you have somebody to talk to and just express how you feel, that'll make you feel 1,000 times better. So if you want somebody to talk to, call me.
Oh, man, that's awesome, bro. Well, let me tell you, man, maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago, you know, men opening up and sharing how they're feeling, maybe that was looked down upon. To me, dude, that's a sign of strength and courage, man. You know, because at the end of the day, we're people, we're human. And I appreciate you getting vulnerable here on the show and just sharing that with you, because I believe I know you well enough to know that you're sharing that because there's people out there listening to this that may find themselves in your situation. And dude, it's okay. Like, but you need to surround yourself with the right people, and you need to open up and not bottle it all up. And
that's right, man. And it all leads back to your net worth being directly, directly correlated. Is that the right word? To your network, right?
Yeah. Yep.
100%. It leads right back to it. You know, surround yourself with the right people. You'll start thinking more positively. You'll be happy like I am today. And, you know, I went through a real negative. I wasn't like mean with anybody. I always was a solid, pretty, I felt like I was a pretty solid guy.
Yeah.
But inside I was like burning up, man. And I didn't know how, I didn't know what was going on at that time. But just having positive thoughts, positive affirmations, just thinking, you know, just talking to people like Alex, you know, very positive people who, you know, can uplift you even without them even knowing, you know, which is, you know, again, the people you surround yourself with is by choice. Without them even knowing, they're helping you. And then ultimately, you can go and help someone else as well.
Yeah. Wow, dude. So good, man. So good. This is quickly becoming one of my favorite shows that I've recorded, man, because I can tell how real you're being. And man, it's your story and you shouldn't shy away from it. If anything, I encourage you to, you know, get behind a bullhorn and like share that story more, because it's going to help a lot of people, dude. So
yeah, it's honestly the first time I've ever shared it, man. I've never opened up to anybody except my wife. And, you know, this is actually making me feel good talking about it.
I don't know. I didn't do anything. I'm humbled that maybe God placed it on your heart to kind of share it today. Maybe someone needs to hear it. There's going to be quite a few people that listen to this podcast, and maybe there are several people that need to hear it. And so, you know, we'll definitely connect you. If you're one of those people that would like to talk to Jamel or even talk to me, you know, we'll include Jamel's information in the show notes. And in a little bit, we'll, you know, connect you to him and where you can find more of his content and everything he's got going on. So, dude, that's awesome, man. I kind of want to just start to transition towards the end of the show here, because honestly, man, like I was going to ask you some real estate and some tactical stuff, but that stuff's not important. There's so much of that information out there. In fact, I'll throw it up on there now. If you guys go, I recommend you subscribe to Jamel's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jamel Gibbs. And so he puts out a lot of content there, and you can just find him online on social media, etc. But man, this has been so good, dude. I'm glad you opened up on the personal front. I see you smiling. I see you happy. I see you free and loose. And now you're living your best life. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges. And it doesn't mean that.
Yeah, you know, of course.
That's not reality, man. But you're, you know, you've grown from it and you're stronger, and you can deal with that adversity and those challenges better than maybe you could have 5-6 years ago.
That's right, man. You know, when you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, I mean, you knew how it was when we, you know, we met, what, 2008 or so?
Yeah, around there.
You knew how it was to have an education platform. You got all this responsibility, all of these people that's kind of betting on you and looking up to you and watching you so that they can become successful. All of that stuff kind of adds up, man. And at the end of the day, if you don't get yourself right, how can you teach it to someone else? You know what I mean? How can you help somebody else if you're not right in the first place? And that's kind of what I was going through, man. It wasn't that I wasn't right. My intentions were always there, but life gets in the way, man. And things happen. And you know, at the height of that, at the peak of my emotional breakdown, I feel like that happened because I didn't have the time years before that, 5-6 years before that, to really think about everything that was going on in my life. I had to rebuild. And when I rebuilt, it all hit me. It all came crashing down at that point, in my humblest opinion.
Yeah, no, man, that's, dude, again, thank you for opening up and sharing that, man. It's left an imprint on me too. So I appreciate that, brother. So, let's start to kind of wrap up this way, man. Yeah. When you look back at the last, you know, last decade or so, and you look at all the ups and downs, the success, the failures, the lessons learned and all that, what would you tell your younger self? What would you tell the 27-year-old Jamel Gibbs who, you know, lost it all and fell, and now you got, you know, four beautiful girls, and you know, you got a family and all that. Like, what did you ultimately learn, if you had to boil it down to like one thing?
Honestly, man, I want to say, you know, number one, live below your means, right? But number two, understand that the things you go through in life make you the person you are today. So the experiences you live through and how you handle those experiences will ultimately make you the person that you become. If you want to be the best person that you can be, allow those experiences to happen. Fail forward. Make sure you keep yourself, keep getting back up, keep picking yourself up, and keep moving towards that end goal.
My man. Amazing, dude. Awesome, brother. So, hey, man, really appreciate you. Again, guys, subscribe to Jamel's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jamel Gibbs. And Jamel, they can find you, obviously, on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, Clubhouse is the new thing. I just, you know, I've been on there for a few weeks. I love providing value on Facebook. If you want to talk to me, you know, in person, live, we can have a conversation right on Facebook, man. I'm an open book. And I know we were on this podcast to talk about real estate, but these are some of the things that happens behind the scenes in real estate. So it's still real estate related, you know?
Yeah. Dude, the X's and O's, believe it or not, I know that's the sexy stuff that people sell and people want to learn. That content's out there. Like, you know, you can plug into this show, Jamel's YouTube channel. I mean, that stuff is out there. But if your home life or if your mental game is not right, it doesn't matter. The X's and O's just don't matter, man. This game is 80, 90% mental. It really is.
Yep.
And life can be difficult sometimes. And so, you know, you gotta build up those calluses and you gotta gain that strength, whether it's through your spiritual life, whether it's through mentors, coaches, your family, I think a combination, right? So I just love the fact, man, that you poured into your Bible, you poured into your family, and now you're pouring out to us.
Yes, sir. You know, it's been a real pleasure, man. And again, if you want to talk about real estate another time, we could always do that as well, man.
Yeah, I'd love to have you back on the show, man. Absolutely. So appreciate you guys, my friends. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the show. If you've gotten any value of this, you know, just continue to plug in. If you want to share this with your network, that would be greatly appreciated. And then, you know, I'm always here for you. I think you just saw Jamel's heart. He's here for you as well. Whether you guys have any questions or we can help you on the real estate side of things, or even if it's on the personal side of things, because sometimes that's what, you know, sometimes we have challenges in our real estate businesses. But the bigger overarching challenge is something more personal, and it's being masked as a business challenge when it's really not. So that's what I'll leave you with. Have an amazing day, guys, and I'll connect with you in the next one. Take care, Jamel. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, you know, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level with whatever that may be. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show. We'll